Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody. Matty C Sports for you and me. I got a special guest here. He's a beast of a fighter. He's 11-1 with 9 knockouts. I got my man's over here, Kyrie Todd. How you doing this morning, bro?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
So, man, you're just smoking everybody, bro. Taking names and numbers.
Yeah, it was looking like that. Like you know, we spoke about. You know, I had a long layover or layoff. I'm back. I'm getting back into it. You know, I'm still, you know, everything is safe when the shark is out the water. But, you know, when that shark get back in the water, you know, it's quiet. So we'll see what's up when I get back.
It's funny. The boxers had the best sayings like you had with the shark. Like y'all are always quick to like a good analogy. I love it, man.
Hey, my mom gave me that one.
Oh, well, props to your moms, man. They always had they always know the best things to say. And then once you copy them, they're like, yo, you said that. You stole my line right here.
Yeah, she'll see this. I'll give her credit for it.
So, I mean, you fought professionally since 16. So, I mean, how's your journey been from 16 to now?
Yeah, so I my debut was December 2nd, 2016, going into 2017. I had a good run. It was a good run. We made a lot of noise in that short amount of time. I was, you know, calling out all the top guys in New England. Had a setback, you know, took it. And then, you know, just not promotional issues, but just, you know, the business of boxing is just, you know, it's up and down. So I had those issues. And then I've just been, you know, dibbling, dabbling, you know, frustrated with the sport and how the sport is. As of recently, I was done with the sport. You know, I was done. I was like, I'm done with this shit. I'm getting older. I got to take care of my family. So I was done with it. I was done. And then, you know, I'll give you a story real quick. You know, when you're boxing, they always say you need self-motivation and self, you know. But sometimes that can only go so long. And then you're like, you know, the frustrations and the discouragements of up and down. Everybody goes through it. But for me, I was like, you know, fuck this. I'm done. And I went out to D.C. to the Gervonta Tank Davis fight with my man Rashidi Ellis fought as well on that card. And I, one of my boys, shout out my boy, D Young from Baltimore. He actually plugged me with Calvin Ford, Gervonta Davis's coach, and, you know, talked to Calvin a little bit and, you know, gave me that spark that I needed. And he welcomed me with open arms in his gym, gave me his phone number. You know, he was like, look, I don't give nobody my phone number or not many people my phone number. He's like, you know, do your part, I'll do my part. So now I'm back rolling. Went out to Baltimore, trained out there. He's seen the potential. And, you know, it gave me that spark that I needed again.
And I think that's great, man, because I don't think you're done in any way, shape, or form because of, you know, I know there's struggles and setbacks. And I myself don't know what you're going through, but, you know, like I see what you're trying to get at, and you know, is that a reason? Like, do you feel like you need to like travel outside of New England? Because at this point, you're like, okay, so I've challenged, I've called out people in New England, and I want to branch out. You know, I don't know if your goal, obviously your goal ambition is to get on a Showtime card or a top box, top rank card or anything like that. So, I mean, do you think with the move that you just made, do you think that'll get you in that limelight?
It shouldn't have to be the way that it has to be, but mm-hmm. sometimes those are the things, like you said, like I said, it, sometimes you just need the spark to get that passion again and that love again. You know, when you're an amateur, you love boxing just because it's fun. You go into tournaments, you seeing kids in your age or your weight, and it's all fun. But once there's money involved in this business, it takes all the fun away from it. And that was, you know, once that happened for me, you know, it was just like, you know, I was doing everything on my own too. I didn't have a promoter. I didn't have really have a manager. I managed myself. I promoted myself, pretty much match made myself. And, you know, I got, you know, pretty much, you know, as far as I can get. But back to your question, do I have to move out? I shouldn't have to move out. I'm from New England. I'm a ticket seller. There's no reason why every promoter in New England should not have me on their card. You know, they could, you know, they, I've heard, oh, he pulls out a fight. Come on. Things happen. Injuries happen, everything happens, you know. So I don't know. I think, you know, to me, I feel like there's reasons why I'm not on these cards. You know, I'm not going to really say why, but I feel like, you know, I know why. And it is what it is.
So for you, I mean, like now, what you're going through now, I mean, are you motivated? So do you yourself have a fight lined up right now coming back
in? Yeah, I do. I actually have a fight lined up in St. Petersburg, Florida. My man Mike Reyes from Reyes Boxing, Down and Dirty. He does a Down and Dirty shows. He actually, you know, he put me on his card. You know, I hit him up. Yo, Mike, look, I'm back. Give me a shot. I got you. No problem. I never had an issue with you. You sell tickets. I got you. My man from Rivera Promotions, AJ Rivera, his father, you know, they always put me on their cards, always. Even if, you know, something happened where I couldn't fight on their cards, they always put me on their cards. So I give a lot of love to them. Mike Reyes put me back. Like I said, you know, I got that spark back, you know, going to Baltimore and gave me that desire and that passion again that I always had. But so I'm happy right now. I'm good right now.
I love it, man. I love it. And that's it. That's the thing with boxing for me is it all started in the Tyson era, because when I grew up, that's who the hit commodity was in the early 90s. So like when I was like 6 or 7, who was there? Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, like all them cats were on there. And then it started to be the Judas, the Mayweathers, I could go on, Diego Morales, you know, like, yeah. I always had the love for the sport, but like now my dream's coming true as a podcaster to talk to people like you and all boxers. Like I had different backgrounds, and you know, it's amazing what this sport can do. And it's a good business and it's a bad business. Now I'm not on the business side of it, but for the love of the sport, I love it. And most of you guys on your stories, I see you watching Top Rank or you're watching Showtime. So, or the Zone. So,
Now, boxing is a universal language. You can get guys that don't speak any English at all, and you know exactly what they're talking about when we're in the boxing ring, you know what I mean? Or we're trying to, you know, translate boxing. They understand because it's a universal language. You know, if you love boxing and you're in it, you know, all the fighters, most of us, you know, we all got the same common goal, and that's to try to feed our family or live our dream. The promoters, you know, they look at it a different side. You know, they don't have to take the punches and stuff. They look at it as a business. So boxing is up and down. It's good and bad. But, you know, we love it. You know, we love it.
It's just weird how, like, in a media point of view, sometimes you talk to boxers and you're like, you hear the bad side of it and you're like, damn, I didn't know how that works. Or the good side, like, wow, that's how it works. Like you learned, and it's really an interesting sport, and I can appreciate it 100% now that I've been to events and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure I was at an event of yours, actually. I can't remember which one, but my next question, bro, how did the name TNT come about?
Oh, TNT. So in the amateurs, you know, we're young, and I'm knocking kids out my age. I'm knocking them dead, you know, with headgear on and gloves, big gloves, 16 ounce gloves, 14 ounce gloves, headgear. And my dad was like, oh, you got like TNT in your gloves, like, you know, everybody you touching, they going to sleep or they going down or something. He's like, TNT. So at first I was just not, I wasn't really feeling it like that. And then all my guys from the gym, I went to Rivera Brothers Boxing, Alex Rivera. Everybody just chanted. We went to the Golden Gloves, New England, all that stuff. So TNT, TNT. So then it just kind of stuck. And you know, I was knocking, a lot of guys out and stuff. So that's how it stuck. TNT. My dad came up with it, actually.
Sweet deal, man. And what's funny, another thing people don't know, they're like, oh, I'm gonna grab gloves and go pro. It's like, nah. You got to go through amateurs. You got to have a certain amount of fights. You got to, like you took the complete journey, Golden Gloves. Like, you know, I don't know if you did nationals or anything like that. But I mean, that's like a resume of a boxer. You don't just jump in the ring. So,
much appreciated. Nowadays, it's like, you know, you see Jake Pauls that just jump into it. Or you know, YouTube guys, all those YouTube guys that are just jumping into it, they changing it now for people that don't think that they have to take those steps. You definitely got to take the steps. It's like going to elementary, then college, you know, high school, then college, you know. So you got to take the steps. Some people, like, you know, Jake Paul, you know, he was fortunate enough that he had the money behind him that he didn't have to take those steps. But guys like me that, you know, we don't have it like that. You gotta do the steps, and some people take their steps further, you know, go to the Olympics and stuff, and it's a little bit easier when they go into the pros. But yeah, you gotta definitely put the foundation in, and that's the amateurs, and get a good amount of fights where you feel comfortable. In the amateurs, you don't get to pick who you want to fight like in the pros. If you're in a bracket at a national tournament and the number one guy is in your bracket, you can't say, I don't want to fight him yet. I want to fight him two fights from now. No, you got to go with him. So once you're open class, 10 fights or more, you're open. So you can have 10 fights. This guy can have 90 fights.
Right.
It is what it is.
What was it? Mayweather had like 300 or something amount of fights in amateur.
Yeah.
Those guys crazy.
Who really knows what they got? Some guys, I'm 201. Who really knows? But,
the funny thing is, like you said, there's so I'll use three people. I'll use Tyson. Tyson was just go in there and beat the ever living fuck out of you. And then there's Floyd Mayweather. Very technical. Didn't need to knock you out, but had enough to beat you. Yeah. Or if he needed to beat your ass, he would.
Early Floyd would, you know, he'll go in there for the kill. You know, as he got older, he got smarter. So he's more technical as he got older.
You can't knock his resume at all. You can't knock his resume. He's fought some tough dudes. And, you know, and then you got, like you said, the Jake Paul. It's a new generation of boxing. People like to see it. I mean, I personally, I don't know much about what Jake Paul's motive and all that stuff is. Yes, he probably skipped amateur completely. Yes, he probably, you know, I don't know his fighting style. I don't know how serious it really is with him. He could be dead serious. But my thing is, you know, I see Tommy Fury too, and he can box. I've looked at video that says he can box. So this will be a true test for him. And you know, Jake Paul, you know, I want to see what he's about and if he's for real this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, If he goes against you, does is that like, you know what I mean? Like, if he goes against you, does he really have a shot against a legitimate fighter who nobody is in particular, like, we'll see, hey, you're going to fight him. And then it's like, okay, he's a real boxer. He's 11-0. Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah, obviously, you're going to take that money fight.
for sure. But no, I think this is what I know of Jake Paul. I don't really know much about him, but I have heard from guys that are real in the game that really know, you know, from Vegas and all that stuff. He's really training hard at this point.
That's what I've heard too.
He's taking it serious. Maybe at the beginning when he was fighting, you know, Nate Robinson, and I don't even think they're in the same weight class, to be honest. But I think at that I think they were having fun with it at that point. And then he started to see, oh, I really can do some shit with this. And he already had the money behind him. He don't need to ask at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, with fighters that don't have the funds, like myself or any other guys, we have to, you know, get investors or get on a promoter's card. Jake Paul got the money. He could put up his own money. He could pay the fighter, pay himself. He don't need nobody to do it. So he don't have to ask for nothing. So I think at this point, what Jake Paul is doing is, I think he's really training because I think Jake Paul got skill. I've seen some of his shit. I think he got skill. He's not small. He's big, you know. So he's, you know, 190. You know, he's not no little guy. So, he's giving shots to boxers. He's really trying to put, you know, boxers, you know, on the map and give them opportunities that they wouldn't have had. So I respect that, you know. At first, I was a little, you know, upset about it. Like, damn, how's this guy fight on a pay-per-view card? And you got real fighters who paid the price their whole life and never got on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Jake Paul is doing the right thing right now, so I can't hate on what he's doing. But he's doing what he's doing. He's winning. He's getting the right fights. He's got the right team behind him. He's winning. Definitely. So you can't really hate on him because. Everybody can say, oh, you fought MMA fighters and this and that and that. A lot of boxers like myself, I fought a couple of MMA guys early in my career just to get my feet wet. So there's steps to it, and he's doing the steps, and he's moving up gradually. Now he's going to fight Tyson, Fury's brother. So I don't really know nothing about – what's his name? Tommy Fury. He stole my name, TNT, actually.
Fuck him then.
Yeah. I've been TNT since shit 2006.
Yeah, oh, he so. Probably had the money to patent it before you.
Nah, he didn't. Nobody, nah. Yeah, me and him don't fuck that.
But actually, it's funny you say your past fights you fought MMA fighters. I actually talked to, he's a corner most of the time for MMA, Bruno Diaz, when you fought him.
Oh, yeah.
He's at the fights all the time. So I say what up to him and stuff.
He's cool. I fought maybe two or three MMA guys, maybe. Two or three of them. They're awkward guys to fight. They're not traditional boxers, so... their stances could seem a little weird, so it's kind of hard to figure them out at first. What's his name? Marais, I fought. Marais, he's like a UFC one champion or MMA one champion, like world champion. I forget his name, Marais or something, but he's like a world champion in his sport. And I didn't even know that until after we fought. And I'm like, holy shit, you know? Everybody got craft, you know. If I went over there, I'll get killed, you know. So
it's my thing with Jake Paul. My final thing I'll say, I respect what he's doing, like you said, for the boxing community, getting guys a chance. I respect that he's training hard. My thing is with his camp, which I know of a person in his camp, and he's well respected. And so with that, like. This is your shot to show me.
Who's the guy you talking about? BJ or whatever his name was?
Nah, not him. I can't reveal that to you, bro.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
But yeah,
I know Jaylion Love is over there too. Jaylion Love used to train over at Floyd's. I know Jaylion a little bit. And Jaylion, you know, he's helping him, and you know, Jaylion, you know, he's a businessman as well. So like I said, I used to have a problem with what Jake was doing at first, but now I see what he's doing, and he's doing what he's gotta do. So it's a different time. You gotta catch up to the time.
This is the true test.
Yeah.
The true
test. Yeah. This will be a legit boxer that he can really say, you know, I beat a boxer. What's his name? Tommy? I don't think Tommy could beat him.
Yeah, we'll see in Saudi Arabia, I guess.
I don't think he could beat him. I really don't, but we'll see.
So with you, you know, I know you're going to Florida to fight. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody left over that you may want to fight and maybe switch weight classes?
Nah, I'm probably gonna stay where I'm at in my weight class, 147. Like I said, I ain't fought in 2 years, so I'm working my way down. It's been tough to get down. So I'm probably gonna definitely stay at 147. 154, they too big for me, I feel. I even feel 147 might be too big. I got the power to punch at 147, but some of those guys are a little bit taller. But left over from New England, who I would like to fight? Nah, there ain't really anybody I'm thinking of that really stand out to me. I did that whole run of calling everybody out and all that shit. There ain't really nobody really out. It ain't even about that no more, honestly. What it's about is building your record up, and then when the time is right, you know, you take a fight for some money, for a good payday, and you cash out, or you do an upset. So calling everybody out, you know, I used to believe in that way, but it don't help you either way, honestly.
I respect that, man. Much respect. The loud guys, you know, like, I'm glad you changed your ways, because some of them can get, like, personal. Like, they look into your girlfriend, or they look into your, like, you know, I've seen that happen, and it's like, dude, I can't believe you just said that shit.
Nah, I'm with the shit talking. In boxing, that's a part of the sport. That's like, you know, an NFL player score a touchdown and they can't dance. Like, they got to be able to celebrate. Like, I understand shit talking and the mental warfare, and I'm with all of that. But, you know, like I said, I fought an undefeated fighter in my 6th or 7th pro fight. I lost a close decision. Did it help me? No, it didn't help me. Did it hurt me? No. Did it help him that beat me? No. It does nothing. You know, nobody, you know what I mean? It didn't do anything for his career. It didn't do anything for my career. So I think once you start making, you know, 25 and 0, you fight on TV, then you can fight, you know, make a payday. That's when it matters. But at this level right now, at the beginning, when I was 6-0, it didn't matter. So these fighters need to understand, keep racking up your wins, keep fighting easy work, so to speak, because it doesn't matter if you're 25-0 and you fought nobody, you're 25-0. And that's all that these promoters are gonna look at. Okay, he could sell, he's marketable, whatever. Let's throw him in with a lion. Yeah, you're not gonna be ready, but you're 25-0 and this sells and you can make a payday.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So my big question for you, man, is what's your goal as to say, like, how many fights you want to have this year? Or is that, like, you know, taking it slow, like you just got back into it, like I'll figure it out as the year progresses?
Yeah. I'm just going with it right now, taking it one by one. You know, I'm not really looking too far ahead. You know, like I had, like I said, early in my career, I had all these, you know, things lined up that I wanted to do. At this point, like I said, I was done. I'm telling you, I was done with this shit. I was done.
You
know, I still love boxing, and I still get excited. And it feels good to go to fights and I'm not fighting and I could just relax and just be a fan. But then, you know, there is still a fire in me that, you know, if you never, you know, walk this walk, you know, you want to understand, you know, that fire that burns inside of you when you you've done these type of sports or this combat sport. It's a drug, you know, if you will. And so, but now I'm just gonna see where it goes. Take this fight in Florida, get back into it. Try to get another one lined up, and then see where it goes. I'm definitely gonna be making my way back and forth to Baltimore more often. And we'll see what happens.
All right, man. And the first boxer I have that has a logo in the back. Much respect for that, bro.
Yeah,
I like the gym background, but you got your own logo. That's some high class shit, like me.
Yeah, for sure. Serious so, about you.
Yeah, man. It's all about the business. So, how can everybody follow you if they want to see what your journey's going?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Kyrie Todd, Facebook, same thing. I'm mostly on Instagram. Just, you know, I might post pictures of my, you know, what I'm doing just to market. But other than that, I don't really use any other social media. What's up with the fights with what do you think about Ryan Garcia Tank? What do you think about that fight?
So, funny thing about that. So, Francis Hogan is from my hometown, and I graduated with his sister.
What?
And I graduated with his sister, too.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And Garcia, he's a good fighter. You know, it's somebody that Francis has needed. It needs to be tank time for him.
No,
I got it wrong. Oh,
yeah. Javante Tank Davis.
Javante Davis. Oh but man. You got me confused with the tanks, bro.
Yeah. But no, we could talk about Francis Hogan and Jimmy Williams.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to Jimmy soon, actually.
Yeah. So, Jimmy Williams, good dude.
That's gonna be tough as hell, man. Are you going to that card?
Where is it, in Connecticut? It's in Boston, right?
Yeah, it's at Aganis Arena.
I'm not really. I might not go. We'll see. I might pop up, but no, that's gonna be a good fight for Francis. I really haven't really seen many of. Is he? He's not welterweight, is he? He's not a welterweight. He's bigger than welterweight.
No, he ain't a. No, he's up. I think he's up a class.
160, right? 160.
Yeah.
154, 160. So maybe Jimmy Williams is going up. I know Jimmy Williams was like 147, 140. But that's going to be a good fight for Francis because Jimmy Williams is a durable opponent. Jimmy Williams, he comes to fight. I think that's going to be that's going to be a good fight.
What do you think about Shakur next month?
Who's he fighting?
Forget. He's fighting somebody. Yeah, he's fighting somebody. How did I not know? He's fighting a Japanese cat, number one Japanese fighter.
I'm not. Shakur's a great master boxer. But he's boring to me. He don't excite me. He's a master boxer, and I love pure boxing. I love pure boxing, but something about him I'm just not really a fan of. Not saying he's not great. He's definitely great, but I'm just not a fan of him, to be honest. But he is a great fighter. I would like to see him fight, you know, getting that mix with Devin Haney, getting that mix with Javante Davis, getting that mix with, you know, Ryan Garcia, all those guys. Those are the fights that we need to see. But when those guys fight, it's a business, and then they're going to, you know, it's like Pacquiao Mayweather. They're going to stretch it out as long as they could. Everybody wants the edge. Everybody wants to get, you know, the bigger piece of the money.
I think a lot of people are mad about that one, man.
Yeah, Tank is the star to me. Tank is the guy selling out arenas, and people want to see Tank. Whether is he the best or not, that's for each person's preference of what they like. To me, Tank is my favorite. You know, he got that X factor where he can knock you out from first round to 12th round. And those guys don't got that. Yeah, they can box, but Shakur, if you can't keep the guy off you, or Devin, you can't keep Tank off you because you ain't punching hard enough. How you gonna stop what he's bringing?
That fucking jab, man.
Yeah, he's got a great jab. He got a great jab. He got a straight left. Yeah, he's. We'll see.
And to answer your question, you're talking about Davante Davis, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. He'll win if that guy can last as much time as he did with Tyson Fury. Fuck yeah.
Who's that?
Who was the guy? Who was the big name he just fought?
Javante? Who's Javante just fought?
Yeah. See, I'm thinking of all different fighters, bro.
He just fought Ryan Garcia. He just fought Hector Garcia, but he's fighting Ryan Garcia. He's a small guy though. He's 135.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm Fury. Like, it's like I look at people in around your weight class. Heavyweight is too. I don't really concentrate too much on heavyweight cards. Yeah. I hear about them later on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But I mean, there's some good stuff going on. It's just, yeah, I found that Shakur fight weird because he's fighting just the number one top ranked fighter in Japan. Like, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not really. I have no clue who he's fighting. Yeah, I'm not really a huge fan for his fights. They're kind of boring to me, but.
But the Boston card's gonna be pretty dope. Full of
who's on that?
They should have put you.
Oh, my man Ken Ball's on that card.
Kendrick's on there. I believe he just got an opponent not too long ago. I reached out to him. What, a week or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting. Kevin Walsh from Brockton is fighting.
Kevin Walsh, yep.
Obviously Jimmy Williams and Tank. That Calum Walsh from Ireland. I don't know too much about his fight or his fighting style.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one from New England. I forget. I don't know. It's a lot of CES. A lot of CES guys are on that card.
That's cool. Yeah, that's good. Bring it back to Boston. We need some good fights at good venues. You know, when the venues is better, you get more crowd. You get more people that want to go. I fought at Encore. You know, I sold a good amount of tickets there because people want to go. It's different when you fighting in a small.
Oh, that was the first card at Encore, wasn't it? That you were at?
No, I was actually on the second one. The first one was, I think the main event was Greg Vendetti from Stoneham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he fought the main event, I believe. But I was on the second card in August. He fought in July.
Word. So, well, we look forward to your career. So you should be fighting in April, right?
Yep, April 29th, I believe, in St. Petersburg, Florida.
So, man, I appreciate it for coming on the show, Kyrie. I really do. As I say in every show, every person who comes on my show is family, whether you talk to me or not again. But,
for sure.
Of course, we'll promote any of your fights or anything that's going on.
Yes,
so, again, thank you. So, yeah. Everybody, Maddie,
thank you for reaching out. This is the first interview, you know, since I'm making a comeback. So, it's all love, man.
Well, you know what? That's why it was destiny, bro. This is where you come back, bro. That's when you get that. And I hope I'm the first interview on the comeback.
Yeah, no, this has been the first, so we'll see what happens.
That's what's up. Next time I'll fucking see you on Showtime or Top Rank or something, bro.
for sure.
But everybody, please follow this man right here. And this is Matty C Sports and Kyrie. We'll see you again.
Thanks for watching Matty C Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Further, brother, heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift and surface silent. Callous, symbols that come from.